Pull off the covers, stick on your pads, pop your kettle on and lend us your ears. Hello and a very warm welcome to Oval Time. Surrey's very own podcast, actually coming to you today from within the bowels of the hallowed ground itself. My very own commentary box at the Kier Oval. If you hear banging and crashing, it's because they're rebuilding it as we record, because my head is now so big with the success of this podcast. Some of the most legendary voices of the game have sat here, waxed lyrically about the greatest sport in the world, but sadly for all of you, none of those voices were available today. So you've got me again, Mark Church, and just like Owen Morgan, I'm looking to captain the good ship Oval Time to lift the trophy and be hailed as the world's greatest, really, at anything. But I've been told that even though I had the last episode all to myself and Oval Time was quite rightly all about me, apparently I can't do this alone. So to make this happen, just like Mr. Morgan, I'm going to need some quality support. So I'm delighted to say that the big man is back. He lets the ball do his talking. Welcome home, Mr. Mornay Morkel.
Thank you, Churchy. Great to be back. Yeah, obviously.
Oh, I missed you.
Missed you too. But I had to go visit the family.
Yeah, of course.
So travelled all the way to Australia. It's a long flight.
Yes. The county grind got up at them. He needed a bit of time off, didn't he?
Takes a while.
But yeah, good to be back.
Good. Lovely to have you back. That was Badger, by the way, everybody. Yeah. Because he's here. He is the man, the myth, the legend. He bats, he bowls, and he's named after one of the most famous football managers in the world. How are you, the lads? It's Scott the Badger Borthwick. Badger scored 100. Badger scored 100. All together, Badger scored 100.
About time.
Badger scored 100.
About time.
Hello, Badge.
Good morning, Churchy. Good morning, everyone.
How have you been?
I've been very well.
Good.
Very, very well. Beautiful office, as Morning said.
Yeah.
Great view from here. You must
I watched
have...
you score 100 from here.
Yeah, thanks. Well, about time.
Well, Morning
said.
Happy?
Yeah. Very happy. Shame we couldn't get the win. We came close. But the lads put in a good shift.
Biggest question. How's Jürgen?
Been quiet. Oh. Like I said in the last podcast, we've been doing busy things like playing cricket. So I've put the laptop down. I think the new football manager comes out in October.
Oh, magic.
So I'm waiting for that.
Yep.
Waiting for that. And then Jürgen will have his laptop open again.
I missed October time. I'm missing Jürgen. Yeah. How's your tooth, by the way?
Yeah, it's all right. I had an infection in my gum and tooth, which is not nice.
Where was it?
In my mouth.
Yeah. But is it better?
Yeah. I'm off to the dentist this afternoon to get it sorted. Which is never a nice experience, is it? Going to the dentist.
Poor old Badge. But... Yeah. Well batted. Moving swiftly on, in this episode of Oval Time, we'll be looking back at the progress of all our Surrey teams. We'll be basking in the glory of England's World Cup victory. We'll have another cricketing confession from Badger and Mornay, as sent in by you, our lovely listener. Not just the one listener, of course, there's hundreds and thousands. And
millions.
Of course, millions.
Billions.
And of course, there will be billions. And of course, there will be another round
100
of
billion.
Ever popular quiz, Ovalheads. 1 billion listeners.
Egypt.
How many listeners have we got? 1 trillion listeners. In
Are we still number one in Egypt?
Still massive in Egypt.
In Japan? We were fifth, I think.
Were we fifth
in
Japan?
In Japan, yeah. Flying.
Ooh.
We were loads of listeners.
Do you fancy a trip, boys?
Yeah, I think we should go and do the pod in Japan.
Yeah, I do as well. There's some big things in Japan. Obviously, we'll be taking a look at the Ashes. But what with this being a pre-record, that's a technical... bit of lingo for you two gentlemen. Hopefully, by the time you hear our dulcet tones tickling your earlobes, England will have beaten Australia at Headingley, Jason, Rory and Sam will have all scored hundreds, and the Ashes will be level at 1-1.
Although, let's hope so.
Dream when I'm on you. dream. Whenever I
England
you,
are absolutely certain to win this test without
dream.
Steve Smith.
Mornay,
shut up.
Mornay, shut up. Badge, our predictions for the World Cup.
Bang on.
Mornay, South Africa, how did they get on?
Yeah, they got a nice tan.
Lovely.
I think after they got knocked out, they all went to Spain.
Did they?
Yeah.
He had a bit of time in Spain, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think they've really enjoyed,
the time. Dream,
okay.
We
the Benidorm.
Are the champions, my friend. So lots for us to get
Not
through.
Not much cooking in Benidorm.
I hope you're all ready, because I, for one, am definitely looking to get down the pitch to Nathan Lyon. Spinners on. in the words of KP, run at them.
Smack them.
Is that what you do for a spin? If you're facing a spin, no, I'm scared of facing spins. Do you run at them?
Morne does.
Morne does. KP, whenever there's Morne a spinner on, he just says run at them. Which seems a bit weird, really.
Yeah, it's not my type of game. I get a bit scared when spinners come on.
You're a spinner yourself.
Yeah, I don't like getting out to spinners.
So, bails are on. Umpires have shouted, let's play, gentlemen. Morne has the new ball in his hand. So let's play some cricket.
How are you?
Right, Badge, Morne, let's not waste any more, although we've mentioned it already. Since the last time we were together, we are the champions, my friend. England, England have won the World Cup. Now, this is our first opportunity we've had to say congratulations to our very own Jason Roy, Liam Plunkett and Tom Curran. So shall we shout, come on, lads, we got to really. Yeah. Three World Cup winners in the dressing room. Congratulations to all three, please. Badge.
Congratulations to all three.
Matt Morne.
Incredible achievement.
Yeah, well done.
So, Badge, I'll come to you first.
How are you then?
What are your thoughts on it? Since, obviously, it's been a while now, and we've been basking in the glory for a while, but wow.
That final was the best game of cricket I've ever seen. Mm. We were up at Trent Bridge playing a four-day game, and we come off the field and we watched the last probably 20 overs of England innings, and honestly, you couldn't take your eyes off it. Mm. And then when it went to the super over, like, my God, like, incredible. Yeah. And England's name was on it. And like you said early on,
Different rule book.
Yeah, look, say what you want about the rules, but then the day England won by the rules.
Still, their name's still on the
track. Yeah, England hit the most boundaries. Like, it's not the best rule, but it's
winning by boundaries. Well done, guys.
Look, yeah, we hit more boundaries than New Zealand. Then the rules. Then the rules.
Stokes hit one off his back. Went for six.
Yeah.
What a shot, though.
He middled that, didn't he? He middled that.
From that moment, you just thought
it was written in the stars.
It was amazing.
Did you honestly understand what the hell was going on? I had no idea what was going on. Genuinely, I had no idea it was count back for boundaries.
No, we were just, honestly, like I said, we were not watching it in the pub, and no one was speaking. Everyone was just glued to the telly, and like you said, no one actually knew what was going on.
There was a brilliant video from Jordan Clark, though, of the boys all sat at the front.
Yeah, yeah.
And England at the winning moment, all up in the air. Yeah. And Algar just sat with his head in his hands, looking absolutely devastated. Yeah, he stormed out. Absolutely stormed out. Didn't want to have any of it.
I must compliment you guys. I mean, because we obviously thought, you know, once you guys win the World Cup, you're going to carry on for months, weeks, years, like you guys are behaving here at the moment.
We won the World Cup.
But you actually went about it in a very mature sort of way. Mm. But it's scary to think how quickly this, like, life just moves on. You know, yesterday you guys won those for the World Cup, and then 2 days later, it's almost, you've got a new Prime Minister. Yep. Life just moves on. And it's actually like quite a sad thing, but...
You've got deep on me that morning.
Yeah, you have. You've gone political on us here, Morne. I'm not quite sure what to do. I haven't got any of this written down on my script.
You started talking about Boris.
Where did that come from? It might have had something to do with, obviously, our boys going, Plunkett and Roy apparently trying to break into the cabinet room when they went to visit Theresa May. Maybe that was the final straw for
him. Yeah, she's had
maybe
enough.
That was... I always knew Jason had kept to number 10. But it was a very quick one. It was emotional as well. For you, Badge, knowing Mr. Stokes as well as... You've known Mr. Stokes for years and years and years and years. So to see the boy do what he did, that must have been... You were emotional.
You know, I was over the moon for him. But you know what?
Are you guys mates?
Yeah. It took him 3 days to text back.
Well, big time now.
How are you, man?
Big time now. How quickly did you text him after the win, though? What, literally as...
As Butler caught the ball. Text, boom. Took him 3 days.
If only he'd had his phone with him while he was out there, he could have texted straight
back. No, I was like... Stokes is the type of character and the type of bloke. I just knew he was going to do it.
Yeah.
Like you said, I've known him for years and played with him, and he's done some special things, but... You just knew he was going to do it. Yep. So I was absolutely buzzing for the lad. And Woody as well. Good mate to Woody. Mm. So to... And Oldham as well.
We're going to stop now because I'm getting emotional. I'm welling up with this. Welling up with this.
It happened a month ago. Let's get moving on, please.
Well, still, even though it was a month ago, still won the World Cup. Won the World Cup. They're not taking that away from us. Now, back to Surrey, gentlemen, with you here since we last saw you. Wins in the Championship and an upward curve in terms of Championship cricket, gentlemen.
Badger?
Yeah, we had a good win. up at Notts on an absolute ridge.
They took a massive punt there, didn't
Bunsen,
they?
Yeah. Obviously, Ashwin, but... Yeah.
But then who
Young Verdi outballed him, and he was fantastic when he's a special talent, and the way he bowled, and sometimes when it's spinning like that and on a wicket, sometimes the pressure can get to you, but not to him. He was outstanding, and Ashwin actually commented on him as well, didn't he, and said how good he was. So that's nice to... Good praise from someone that good. Really good. But nah, Verdi's going to be very good, I think.
Yeah, I mean, obviously happy with the win, but I think... Just the brand of cricket that was played over that 4 days, for me it was a bit disappointing. You don't want to see in the first session, you know, the quality of Stuart Broad bowling with only one slip. Mm. I think, you know, there's one thing preparing a wicket for your gun, which was Ashwin, but also let's, you know, make it, you know, for the guys that actually makes the effort to come and watch the game, let's give them a quality game of cricket. And, you know, Broadie bowled 8 overs in that game, I bowled 11 overs in that game. So, you know, for me, that was a bit disappointing. Yeah. Playing Trent Bridge is a test venue, you know, so you're always excited going to those sort of grounds. And, yeah, I was just sad that the wicket was actually playing like it did.
Yeah, fair point, actually.
Yeah, it is a fair point. Within 5 minutes of commentary, the first ball, you're sat there thinking, God, this could, you know... Just get him on now. Get the spinners on now. Yeah. You may as well go home. So I think we said that on commentary. Mornay and Stuart Broad may as well go home.
Because the wicket, when it got to day three, I think it was, because the wicket was so bad, like it actually brought the seamers in play as well. As much as it was spinning, like Mornay actually got a few to keep low and uneven bounce because it was really platy. The cracks were quite big.
Plenty.
So, like I said, it was actually just a really bad wicket and. You don't want, like Morning says, you don't want that, especially in Division 1 cricket. Like it's tough cricket. And then some good sides, and you want tough cricket.
You know, the big thing for me is the first-class cricket is preparing you for test cricket. And I can't see if you prepare wickets like that. You know, how is that getting you ready to go and play test cricket? You know, test cricket is about...
They took a punt, didn't they? Yeah. Where they are in the table,
exactly.
They had to bat fire completely. It's about learning how to bat 200 balls.
At the same time, though, it was a different challenge. Yeah. I mean, like, I think Dino said he had wickets like that in the subcontinent, in India and Sri Lanka. So it does get you to play different challenges and get you ready for that.
Can I ask as well about Popey? So Ollie Pope out with a dislocated shoulder, double 100 in that opening first class game in Dubai, 64 and whatever against Essex. Then the dislocated shoulder and come straight back with that double 100. He's an unbelievable talent, isn't he?
Unbelievable. And in that game we played against Hampshire, he got 220 odd. And honestly, he is a special talent. And I've said it for 2 years now since I've been here. And I don't think I've seen someone as good as him at that age. I mean, the way he bats, he doesn't bat like a 21-year-old. He bats like someone who's played 200 games. The way he goes through up and down the gears in his innings is special.
Yeah,
and like you said, the comeback from an injury like that, and to keep your chin up and to keep working hard the way he did and keep smiling, fair play to the lad.
The only other thing I would say there is Badger scored 100. Sorry, Stars.
Sorry. Can we just have one confession? Badger scored 100. Tell him why.
So Mona told me about a month ago, right? He said, "Badge, coming out, got something for you." He said, "If you haven't scored any runs, I'll tell you what to do." And I was like, "What's Mona give me bad advice here for?" He went, "Wash your box."
What?
What? He went, "Yeah, clean your box." So I cleaned my box and I got 100. So Mona Morgul, thank you.
That is unbelievable. How does that work?
That is something that always happened, you know, in the South African dressing room. Whenever there's a start of a new series or a guy went through, you know, a rough sort of a tough patch, Boucher always made the guys wash their boxes and say it's a fresh sort of start.
Is there a special way of washing it?
I just put it in the sink.
Did you?
Yeah, just rinsed it out, yeah. And I also clean my boots, wash my boots as well. So
what, with your box?
Nah. With the sponge I cleaned the box with.
What, you didn't think of dishwasher? Put the box in with the with your cereal
might
bowl?
Might shrink.
That is a really good tip, though. That is a really good tip. Just in life.
Keep your box clean.
If it's all going wrong, keep your box clean. It's a really good tip. Morning, Morkel. That is why you are the best.
Fresh box.
Anyway, moving on. Fresh box. Keep your box clean, everybody. Keep your box clean. Now, moving on
to the Surrey Stars, who started the Kia Super League in brilliant fashion. I was there, saw them beat the Yorkshire Diamonds, then backed that up with the win against the Lancashire Thunder. Sadly, Southern Vipers game here at the Kia Oval was rained off. But then, three straight defeats for the Surrey Stars. And again, technical term for you, but because this is a pre-record, gentlemen, by the time you hear this, hopefully they'll bounce straight back with a win against the Western Storm at Guildford. So I'm absolutely confident the Stars will get back to winning ways. Age group stuff, under-15s have reached the national final against Yorkshire, and the under-17s are playing Cheshire in the national final at Arundel. Here's a stat for you, boys. The under-17s are unbeaten in 3 years in four-day cricket, which is a pretty good record, isn't it? So good luck to those guys in the final. And in other Surrey news, on the back of the World Cup win, because England won the World Cup, Jason Roy has obviously made his Test match debut against Ireland. And as hopefully by the time everybody hears this, scored his first Test match 100 against the Aussies at Headingley. And RJ Burns, of course, did make his first Test match 100 at Edgbaston. Has hopefully added another one. Everybody knows my thoughts on RJ Burns.
But yeah.
Round of applause. Good Surrey news from those gentlemen there with England as well. So, Badger, last time we were here, and it seems a long time ago, but I'm pretty sure you told me a morning that you were going to get your mate who was in open all hours to tweet about Oval time. How's that gone?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I seen him as well a few weeks ago, but I forgot. Really sorry, Jesse. I've let you down.
Why do you keep forgetting?
I zero value to this podcast.
Loads I've of let you down. People, I've
they're your mate on open all hours would have been unbelievable to tweet.
I know. I'm
did
sorry.
You not, be honest with this, Badge, did you even, until I just mentioned that, had you even remembered that you said you were going to get your mate from open all hours to tweet?
I'm really sorry, I've let you down, I've let the listeners down.
Mornay?
Unfortunately, my phone got stolen, so...
Oh, no, really?
Yeah,
oh, no.
Did it?
Did it? Oh, no.
I thought you dropped it down the toilet.
No.
I've got a story about that. I dropped my... the watch my wife gave me for our wedding down the toilet and then flushed the loo at the same time. I wasn't really thinking.
How did you?
And flushed it down the U-bend here at the Oval. Never got it back either.
How did you lose your watch down the toilet?
Because I was standing at the loo.
Were you keeping time?
Whatever I was doing. And my watch, as I was doing what I was doing, the strap wasn't very good, fell off and went straight down. And without thinking, timing-wise, I'd finished what I was doing. I just hit flush.
Oh, no.
And watched it go down the...
Watched it?
Literally watched it go down the Uber. Morning. Any famous people? I know you've got your phone back now. Anyone on the cards tweeting about Oval Time?
I've lost all my contacts. I need to... Guys, if you guys are listening to Oval Time, please tweet me because...
Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis.
Is he listening?
He's a vegan, apparently, so he's busy finding some vegan recipes.
We've got another vegan in the box. He's on our quiz later.
He's on the quiz.
He had a horrible time in Dubai, the poor lad. We'll talk to him about that.
Please let him win.
Eating beans for 2 weeks. Couldn't find anything else to eat out there. The other thing I've thought very quickly, boys, is, you know, it's not like we don't know anybody who is who's playing in the Ashes Test Series at the moment. We haven't asked them to do anything, have we?
Might
it be worth us, do you think, at the right time, asking some of them to tweet about Oval Time? But we haven't, have we?
No.
We haven't asked anybody
Aaron Finch
yet.
As well, the overseas. He's
Finch's
got
here
a million
as well.
Followers.
Yeah, we could get him to. Mornay? Can I task you with that?
With what?
You were in the same dressing room as him. Get Finchos to tweet about how good
Oval
Time is.
I asked him to come and special guest in the pod.
What happened?
He said he was busy today, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. He said that last week as well.
You know, I like, for me, my sort of role in the change room is personal development. And, you know, Badger is sometimes intimidated. He feels intimidated to speak to people. Mm. So I want to just get him, develop that side of him. You know, to go up to Finch, listen, Finch, can you tweet about that?
Did you genuinely ask?
He'll normally go through Rocky or through somebody else to, to just help him out a little bit.
Such a liar.
I just think...
Money, honestly, you've never
future,
spoke
for the future
the
of this podcast, we need... Badger to just grab a beer and just front up and say, guys,
wear your clean box when you're going off, because that'll give you confidence. Well, he obviously has, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't you
clean
just,
box,
you
clean
should
mind.
Wear your box all the time. Anyway,
gentlemen, please, can we get some of your very famous friends to tweet about Oval Time, even if it's the ones that we know are in the your dressing room with you the whole time? And if you haven't got the courage to ask them, badge.
I text them.
Text them. It's the modern way. Or email them. Now, cricketing confession time, gentlemen. You know I'm here for you, for all your cricketing confessions. Think of me like your agony uncle in your dark times. If you need me, I'm always here. You know that. I haven't heard a word from either of you for weeks, but I'm always here. Now, one of our lovely listeners tweeted in at Surrey Cricket, hashtag Oval Time, today's cricketing confession for you two. Dusty Dave's 11, at Dusty Dave's 11.
Dusty,
it's quite
lad.
Good, this. When you played test matches in the back garden when you were little, right, or you just played cricket in the back garden when you were little, as a kid, who did you pretend to be? There we are. So, Scott Borthwick, as a kid from Dusty Days 11, when you were in your back garden or on the beach or in the park with your mates, who did you pretend to be when you were playing cricket?
When I was bowling, Shane Warne.
Yeah, standard.
I used to put talcum powder on my nose, zinc, like Shane Warne.
Did you not? Yeah. Did it stay on there?
No,
it just fell off.
And then when I was batting, Graham Thorpe.
Ah, G Thorpe.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I used to have a Kookaburra bubble like him as well. And
Did you wear a white floppy or stiff brim sun hat? Because he looked amazing.
But I used to love watching Thorpe.
I always thought he was a bit like a cowboy when he wore that hat.
Yeah.
It's like the Wild West, wasn't it? Thorpe just kicking the bar doors down, storming out into the middle, taking on the might of fast bowling and spinners. You've got me excited. Mornay, who were you?
Yeah, we sort of did things slightly different. My mum used to score for us in the backyard. So
unbelievable.
So we had like a full-on game. So you'll be South Africa, Australia or India.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously at that time, while I was growing up, you know, Glenn McGrath, Brett Lee, Matthew Hayden, those guys, they were sort of the household names. And
your mum used to score.
We had full-on games.
My sister used to wicketkeep. That's the only way she could get involved. She'd stand behind the stumps with a pair of gloves on.
Did you ever get a bat or anything?
Nah. My dad bowled that bad. Or I'd flip and my sister stayed behind the stumps with these massive wicketkeeping gloves on. She couldn't catch a ball, but more of a golfer, just get the ball and throw it back.
Yeah, so we used to, you know, play different sort of venues. We take the lawnmower. If it was in England, leave a bit of grass on the wicket. Went subcontinent, put the setting on the lawnmower as low as possible and, you know, really scuff the pitch up there. But, so we had test matches, day-night games, even spray painted some stumps. It is full-on there in the Morkel household.
Oh, that sounds full-on.
Yeah.
Did your mum have her own school book?
Yeah. My mum, funny enough, my mum always used to score for us at school cricket as well because they love cricket. So my mum used to be the scorer at school cricket.
Wow.
So whenever we played, because he's 3 years older than me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When he played under 11s, I played under 11 cricket with him.
Yeah.
So my mum used to score for the wow. team. And then from there it went to...
Do you think
to,
she's still got any of those score books? Sort of in a loft somewhere?
Maybe.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be amazing. I love the thought of in the Morkel household, your mum scoring, and then in the Borthwick household, your sister for days on end being stuck behind the stumps wicket keeping and never getting a bat or a ball. Well, look, Dusty Dave, that was brilliant.
Yeah, cheers,
what a brilliant,
Dusty,
well done. Do you feel better
good
for
question,
that boys
Dusty.
Getting that? That was a great question, wasn't it?
When I heard Dusty's name, I thought it was going to be more like a... You know, how many beers do you have? Dusty.
Yeah,
I was very worried about Dusty, but good question.
Yeah, Dusty. It was a great question. And if anybody else wants to, for our next episode, of course, get their question in for Cricketing Confessions, easy way of doing it, the Surrey Cricket Twitter site, at Surrey Cricket, and then hashtag Oval Time. And now it's time for Ovalhead, Surrey's quiz, which is quickly becoming the most talked about quiz show in Vauxhall, apart from the Monday night pub quiz at the Vauxhall Tavern. So, you two. You're again going to take on the might of a member of the Keir Oval staff. Now, checking in on the leaderboard, it seems like a long time ago, but at the end of our last podcast where you two were here, you came back from a crushing defeat in the first podcast.
We did our research.
But you spent a long time in the library, didn't
you?
Yeah. Did it help that I, by mistake, emailed you the questions and the answers?
No, Churchy. You accused me of cheating again and I didn't. I didn't read the script.
You read the answer.
Honestly, call cool, badge.
Come on, badge.
Come on, you've
just scored 100 now.
Come on, it's fine. You've got a clean box. You can confess now. You read the answer. You got one wrong.
Exactly.
You got you read the answers.
I wouldn't have got them wrong.
And you still got one wrong. Anyway, Badger's been burning the midnight oil again in the Oval Library across from where we're sat now. And today, in true Blockbusters form, if everybody remembers that wonderful tea time quiz show, we're going to find out if two brains are better than one. Because today, Badger and Mornay are taking on one of the greats of Surrey County Cricket Club. He's head of social media. He's Man City's number one fan. Mornay's terrified of him as well.
Well, it's because I watched the football hooligans on Netflix the other night, and I saw him, you know, running with a wheel spanner after Chelsea fans. So I'm quite happy to sit this one out, and he can just give him the points.
He's just took his Don Allen jumper off.
Yeah, he has. He's looking in his flat absolutely cap. Vicious at the back of the box at the moment. He just switches. So, yes, Mr. Jack Wilson Mumford.
Blue moon,
you see me standing alone. And he is the nicest man at the Keir Oval. It is Mr. Jack Wilson Mumford.
Sit there.
Jack, quick question.
Who's your favourite band?
Definitely not Mumford & Sons.
Oasis, they're from Manchester.
On a match day, I will be Oasis, absolutely, because I've got to be in my Stone Island jacket, haven't I? I've got to be ready.
Mad for it.
Different bloke at the football.
He is, that's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Here's my question for you, Jack, just to get you into this, okay, as head of social media. What are the best dimensions for a photo for Twitter or Instagram, please?
See, that's trade secrets, Church. And if I gave those away, then I'd...
have to kill me.
Well, I'd just be a lot of people lining
and
up for my job.
He will find you.
Because
if he turns, terrifying.
He will find
Jack,
you.
Talk me through VAR in three words, please.
Video assistant referee.
Is that what it stands for?
That's all I've got. Are you a fan? I have no opinions.
Jack, are you a fan?
If I speak, I'm in trouble. That's a famous quote from Jose Mourinho. Is that what you said?
Yeah. That's rubbish, isn't it, for interviews? If I speak, I'm in trouble. Well, thanks, Jose, for joining us. That's great. Thanks, Pep. Team one, Mornay Badger.
I'm not taking by Badger. You're on your own, yeah.
You're terrified of it.
I'm sitting next to you.
Honestly, I've never seen you look this scared in your life.
That's why I'm actually just staring at the pigeons.
There's
on the
a
fielder.
6'7" giant of a man, one of the greats of world cricket, sat looking utterly terrified by Jack. This is absolutely marvellous.
He's just scared of my game face. Me and Mornay have had a cuddle. After a game day, every now and again.
A cuddle?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's a cuddle?
No
wonder
you're scared of him.
No wonder you're scared. Right.
Still waiting for him to take you for lunch.
This is what a date. Yeah. So,
well, I've got
vegan.
Right, come on, you lot. We've got things to do. So, team one is Badger and possibly Mornay because he's terrified and may not be able to speak. And team two, the boy, Jack Wilson Mumford. It works like this, just to remind everybody. Team one. If you think you know the correct answer, you shout Bowling Jada. Can we just practice that, gentlemen, please?
Bowling Jada?
No. That team one. Your team
Jack,
two, Jack.
Pipe down with
that. So Man City, isn't it? Just jumping in there thinking he's already won and we haven't even started yet. Team one, can you practice shouting Bowling Jada, please?
Bowling Jada.
Bowling Jada.
Nice. And team two, which is you, Jack, if you think you know the answer, can you shout Shot Burnsy?
Shot Burnsy.
Shot Burnsy. Shot Burnsy. Mad for it. So it's the first team to three correct answers. Yes, right? And they're really tough questions this week. And Badger, I didn't send you the answers as well.
No, but
and
I
can't see the computer either. Right, there you are. Right, I'm turning it that way. Right, are we ready?
How are
we? Here we go. Let's play Oval Heads. Question number one. What travel zone is the Keir Oval in?
Shot Burnsy.
Jack?
I'll go with one.
Incorrect answer. Badger, Mornay? It's going to be it's going to be something after
three.
One. Oh god, it's two.
My mic's not working.
You
I said
had
two.
Every chance you didn't. You didn't. The pause there was right. Question two. This could be a long day. Question two. How many runs to the nearest number did Rory Burns score in the first Ashes Test match?
Ball Jeddah.
Yeah.
133.
I'm going to have to throw this to Jack as well. Jack, your guess? It's the nearest to it? Bordeaux's not said anything yet.
The first test. He scored 100 in the first innings.
Yeah, he did.
I think it's my goal, Marley.
Yeah, it's this is your careful. Okay. Jack's. You're right.
You go,
now.
Jack, you go. But you must shout,
Jacko, put your shirt back on. Right, yep.
167.
Oh.
Batting Jada. 152.
Oh, do you know who's the closest?
Badger.
Yeah, boy.
144.
Because, oh.
Yeah. 100. No, hang on. What did you say?
152.
What did you say?
133.
It's you. You're closer, aren't you, boy? Hey, it's Morley. We've got a question right, boys. This is excellent. Right, so one up for you. Two brains are better than one at the moment. Number three. Who did Surrey beat in the final of the Cheltenham and Gloucester Trophy in 2011?
Shot, Burnsy.
Oh, he's straight in, Jacko.
Somerset.
Your correct answer. We won all. Hope I've got enough questions here. Right, you should know this badge.
Okay.
Right, ready? Which player was selected for England to take Simon Jones's place in the final Ashes Test match here at the Keir Oval in 2005?
Paul Collingwood.
Correct answer. Straight in there. Straight in there. 2-1. One more for you, boys. You've won, basically.
We've won.
Right, next question. What did Alex Stewart do? I like this.
He was a keeper.
No. Let me finish the question. What
Director
did
of cricket.
Oh, morning.
Sorry.
What did Alex Stewart do on the Queen Mother's 100th birthday?
Oh. Ball and Jed.
Yeah, do it.
He retired from Test cricket.
Oh. No, Badger. Jack. Morning. Anyone?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything
about
the Queen Mother.
How do you not know this?
Please repeat the question.
Mornay Morkel. Yeah. What did Alex Stewart do on the Queen Mother's 100th birthday at Old Trafford against the West Indies?
These are too many clues.
On a Saturday.
Scored 100. And
correct answer.
And had a cup of tea.
I'm not giving you that. I'm not giving you that because I had to give you basically the entire... I can't believe none of you knew that.
It's the Queen Mother element of the question, I think.
It was only Alex Stewart. It was his 100th Test match, the Queen Mother's 100th birthday, and only AJ Stewart would go and score 100 on that day. The most patriotic man in the world would score 100, correct?
Yeah.
Badger, you look so bored with that. Right, so you'll know the answer.
That's
to
not
this.
Your best question.
Badger, you'll know question. This. You'll know because you've already mentioned it during the show, but I didn't give you a clue. You're going to have to be quick here, Jacko. What sort of bat did Graham Thorpe use?
Bull
Jeddah. Shot, Burnsy.
That's Badger.
Cook up a bubble.
3-1, two brains are better than one. I think that's our best oval heads quiz
just be,
of all
just be
time.
Careful, Morley,
just get that.
Sit down.
I do feel that quiz was weighted
towards.
Put that
bus
down.
Sit down. Sit down.
I do feel that quiz was weighted towards.
Take a step back. Jack's turning, everybody.
And I'm not happy about it. I'll be honest,
man. Oh, God. Well, I'm moving on. Yes. Congratulations.
Like a
normal
City fan.
Congratulations.
Morning.
Thanks for coming, Jack.
Congratulations to Badger and Mornay. Thank you to Jack for coming. It's very good. Jack's taken time out of his very busy schedule. So you boys now, 2-1 up in this oval heads, and this is getting better than the chase.
Easily.
Well, talking about the chase, and Bradley Walsh. Right then, so Mornay, just remind everybody what you kindly did for us with your shirts, please.
So at the start of the podcast, I donated two of my shirts, my playing shirts, and the challenge was for you guys was to find as many sort of signatures on this shirt, and then we're going to auction it up, and then proceedings are going to go to a charity of your choice.
Sorry, I've just been distracted by a massive tape measure. I just looked out the window and there is a massive tape measure just come down there. So, I didn't expect to see that. So, you are going to auction your shirt for Evelina.
Yes.
I'm going to auction my shirt for the Tony Church Pancreatic Cancer Foundation. So, Badge, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
You have Bradley Walsh. We knew that. Who else have you got?
I don't want to give any secrets away.
Give us a name.
Big surprise.
Give us a name, Badge.
AB de Villiers, for one.
Ooh, yeah. That's good from you. Couple very good from
couple
you.
Couple of World Cup winners on there as
oh,
well.
Oh, that's very good from you. Anyone
but,
else?
You know, no, I'm just going to...
Pep?
Potentially.
Potentially. Potentially.
But I'm just going to wait.
I've been a bit lax, I have to...
Yeah, didn't you see a famous blog?
Yes, so I lost courage. I was on a walk in London the other day, and I had my shirt with me because I was coming to the ground.
I do.
And I saw a very famous actor walking up the street.
Yeah.
And I've sort of stalked him for about 5 minutes, trying to pluck up the courage to get him to sign my shirt.
Yeah.
And I did bottle it as well. Now, do you want to know who that actor was?
How were then?
Because he is absolutely, you know, if I say the name to you, Badge, and Mornay, you'll think, Churchy, why didn't you do that?
Yeah.
Nick Berry.
Who's Nick Berry?
Who's Nick Berry?
He was in EastEnders and Heartbeat. He was an 80s heartthrob, Badge, like you are in the 2000s.
Yes.
Yeah. He's, yeah. And I bottled it. Absolutely bottled it.
Is that
absolutely
his
bottled
name
it.
Or is that his real name?
No, his name is Nick Berry.
Are we gonna put a sort of a base price or value on this shirt? What are you thinking?
Well, to be fair, you've got Bradley Walsh already and AB de Villiers. I've got Coley Doney.
Yeah.
So it's good, isn't it, so far?
Yeah.
I'm saying 150 quid to start with. We'll start from there. But we're going to get some even bigger names, Mornay, don't
massive
you? Where we're getting some massive.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried. I'm a little bit worried about you guys. I mean, you bottled the East Enders guys.
Badger's a couple of massive names up his sleeve.
Huge,
they are huge.
I can't even get
names.
Them up my sleeve.
Sangakkara, that's a long name. Sangakkara, a huge name. But what we haven't really done, though, is utilise the people that we know in the Surrey dressing room, but we're going
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
We're going to, I tell you.
It's a long, long way to go.
Now, it's time for the Mornay Morkel Challenge,
can
everybody.
We put Jack's signature on there? Jack Mumford?
Oh, yeah, get Jack's on there.
Yeah.
Jack, are you happy still here?
Why? You lost all
will,
the time.
I'll sign anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm famous for that.
Brilliant. Are you?
Jack, you're making some really good comments.
Jack's really gone to town here. So now time for Mornay's part of the show, where Mornay is going to set Badger and I a little challenge. Mornay, it's sort of word association today, I believe.
I believe so, but before we get that started, have you guys had any marshmallows since our...
Oh, I felt awful after that. Genuinely, I did not feel very well after that, Mornay.
Good, that was the plan.
Yeah, and plus, the dear old fence in my arms... Well, I'm glad we cleared the bucket out, really, because if you'd gone in for a romantic meal after us two,
20 odd half-chewed marshmallows
in a bucket wouldn't have been...
Did you win that? You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm one up in the series. One up in the series.
Okay.
Mornay, so do you want... It's complicated. Shall I?
Yeah, you explain it.
Okay, so Badge and Mornay, but Mornay's in charge. So, Badge, I'm going to say a word. You then have to say the first word that comes into your head... After
could be anything that
I've said a word, but it has to be a word that associates to the word that
you've
I've
said,
just
yeah.
said, and other way round, of course.
Yep.
And as long as that word associates with the word that we've just said, the other one says a word, and then Mornay's the judge, and the first person to pause or hesitate loses that round, and it's the best of three.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's
no way I would be able to explain that.
Right. Are we ready? Are we ready?
Good luck,
I'll get us started. Winner stays on. So
okay.
If you win this round, you get the first word next time, okay? I'm going to say green.
Grass.
Lawn.
Moor.
Blade.
Electricity.
Electricity? What?
What, you plug it in, don't you?
What, a blade?
You can plug blades in.
Can you? Mornay, you're the judge.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, well,
one
up. The electricity blade.
Panicked.
Yeah, honestly. Right.
Panicked.
Pavilion.
Cricket ground.
Oval.
Lords.
Tavern.
That was a long pause, by the way.
That was a bit of a pause.
Okay, one up. Right, you'll go, Badge. Okay. You start.
Pigeon.
Wings.
Flying.
Sky.
Blue.
Green.
Pitch.
Lawn.
Blades.
Electricity.
Yeah. 2-1 up, Badgie.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, right, so you start again.
I'm very impressed.
If you win this one, you've won.
Okay.
Okay, black ball.
Okay. Blue.
We had that already. I'll think
that
of another one. We're just doing colours here.
Okay.
We're going to end up with electricity and blade again.
Okay. Bat.
Ball.
Stump.
Bales.
Rob Bailey. No, edit that out. I was doing it again.
No, that's his nickname. We can't, we're not, we can't, there's Two-All. Rob Bailey, I know his nickname. That's his nickname. Right, so Two-All, me to get us, right, microphone.
Loud.
Muffler. You have a muffler on a microphone.
I don't even know what a muffler is.
That's what you're looking at there. It's on the end of this microphone. Muffler.
No, start again. Too old.
Scoreboard.
Numbers.
Words.
Letters.
Alphabet.
Countdown.
Richard Whiteley.
Richard Whiteley? That you meant.
You're thinking Rachel Riley. Richard Whiteley was the presenter of Countdown.
Okay, Richard Riley then. She's on Countdown.
All right, Rachel Riley. Conundrum.
No, she took too long.
I've been robbed there, I have been robbed. Badge, well done. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah, it's one all now in our chat. Thank you, Mornay.
Sorry,
that was brilliant.
You
Badger,
like
you mentioned pigeons there.
Yeah.
You have a philosophical question for everybody, haven't you? Just, it's a good one.
As we sat here in your comms box, there's a million pigeons on the outfield. And I just thought, do you reckon you've ever seen the same pigeon twice?
What a question that is for everybody to take away with them.
Tweet in.
Tweet in at Surrey Cricket, hashtag Overtime. Have you ever seen the same pigeon
I reckon
twice?
I have, because they're always at the ground. I mean, they must have their own, like, locations. Surely.
I don't know, Badge, because I don't know if I've seen the same pigeon twice. So that is the question we're throwing out there
to
everybody.
Shouldn't mark one.
At Surrey, I'm not sure you'll be allowed to do that.
Go and get one and put a bit of tape on his foot. And then see if it comes back.
But that'd be a racing pigeon, then. That's what they do with racing
pigeons. Yeah.
It's a great question. Have you ever seen the same pigeon twice? At Surrey Cricket on Twitter, hashtag Ovaltime. Right, we're nearly there, everybody. But Badger, one very serious question. Ashes at the moment.
Yeah.
You are one of the few privileged people that has played in the Ashes. Just what is it like playing in an Ashes test match?
Yeah, I can't really remember mine much. It's only lasted 3 days. The Aussies hammered us. But I think now, with all the media and all the press going about it and all the talk about it, it's a massive. I mean, even if you're a player now, you can't really get away from it. But going into the third test, it's all to play for. I mean, Jofra Archer's brought a new dimension to the.
Don't forget we're pre-recording this, so we'd have had the third test.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
go back.
Can I make a prediction for the third test?
This is dangerous on a pre-record, but yes, you can.
I'm going to. They've just tossed up, so I don't know who's batting a ball, but it's going to be a massive toss because I think there's a bit of cloud around up in Leeds.
Yeah.
And Aussies without Steve Smith, it's just going to hurt them, isn't it? It's massive. So I'm going to say England to level the series after this test. And go into the fourth at Old Trafford 1-1. Morne, agree?
I'm going for an England win. Headingly.
Yeah.
Rain affected game, Manchester draw, all to play for the Oval.
Ooh. Love it. Love it. And the other thing is, you put that out there, and by the time people hear this, they'll have known what's happened at Headingly.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of a pre-record.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've really put yourself under pressure there, Badge.
Yeah, I like that, though.
Good. Right, so that is Stumps for this episode of Oval Time. I don't know about you two, but I've very much enjoyed myself.
Have a lovely morning, Churchy.
You look very well on it. Mornay, how has it been for you?
Yeah, I'm sort of a little bit in a daze today. Yesterday was hard work. We obviously just finished a four-day game, so it was fatigue and tired sitting here, but it's nice to see you guys. And
it's lovely
good to
see
have
you.
A quick
I enjoy your company, Churchy.
I enjoy yours. I do as well.
I like you.
I'd quite like us all to end up living together by the end of the year. In a flat somewhere. Anyway, gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us again for Oval Time. And thank you all for listening. If you've liked what you've heard, please rate and review us on your favourite podcast app, as it really does help others find the podcast. And we want to be really popular and successful like Jofra Archer.
He's popular and successful at the moment, isn't he? Joffre Archer. Now, because this episode's taken forever to put together, we're going to have a bonus episode for everybody in September. So that's something to look forward to, everyone. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button to ensure you don't miss us. Until next month, I've been Mark Church, and this has been a Bengo Media production for Surrey County Cricket Club. Bat well, everybody. Bat well.